Okay, we will now call to order the April 12, 2016 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I have reviewed the minutes of our March 8, 2016 meeting, approved them, and executed them. Do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's cases?
No, sir, Mr. Kelly, none that I'm aware of.
All right, well, those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying with this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
Affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
All right. Case number one, Graceland REI Consulting, LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent?
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please? Sorry, can you state your name for the record?
Mary Gordon. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the City of Daytona Beach.
Ms. Verkelger, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. As you indicated, this matter is here for imposition of a fine. The inspector informs me that there's some additional things that need to be done that would require a new compliance date, but I will tender the inspector to give you information on what the status of the case is as of this time. The inspector is Michael Fitzgerald.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. My name is Michael Fitzgerald. My credentials are on file with the City of Daytona Beach. This property, they're renovating both the front and the back house. Permits have been pulled. They did have some issues with a contractor, so they switched contractors, which delayed it somewhat. The front of the house, they've got it almost finaled out. This was the last one that they did. Now they've got to... this is what the house looked like. This is where they're at right about now. The construction is ongoing. They're putting a lot of effort and money into this property. This is what it used to look like. This is what it looks like now. Now, this is the back where that staircase you just saw. The front house looks like another 30 days.
Yes. Well, perhaps not the front house. We're hoping to get all of it finished in 30 days.
Okay, I think our secretary is wanting the respondent sworn.
Oh, please come on.
I did swear her, but I'm just afraid we can't get her up on the microphone if she doesn't. If you have questions, you can get close to it. Sorry. He was asking, I guess, for.
Yeah, do you think the whole thing will be done in about 30 days?
Sam, that's what he says. He's hoping for it to be, but no more than 6 weeks, he said. Mr. Fitzgerald said, we did change contractors, and now we're having to redo some of the stuff that was done in the back before they can be finished inside, like the drywall or the plaster work. The walls are not like they should have been in the back, so that's having to be redone. Now, the house is totally stuccoed now, but they said it has to cure for 3 weeks before it's painted. So, but the total thing is done, all the electrical is done, the plumbing is done, the flooring should be, downstairs should be finished today, the carpet should go in upstairs this weekend. But electrical, plumbing, all that is totally finished. I think it's been signed off, hasn't it?
It has been signed off. And the this was an apartment building, and now it's a single family.
Yes, it was five apartments in the front. Now it's single. In the back, it was three little cottages, and we had to make it into two, if you recall. The electrical has been, most of it has been done in the back, except, like I said, some of the walls has to be redone because they can't stucco it in, or not stucco, but drywall it in because the framing is uneven. But it's coming along. Yeah, and all that that you see, yeah, but not that, but the one before, all that dark yellow there, the whole house is finished, stuccoed now, totally. The only thing that's got left to do with electrical on the front, the electrician told me to tell you this, is the front and the back outside lights. But he said he didn't want to put those on until after it was painted, because it'll just be, you know, if they spray, it's just going to be. But no one is there living there. When that front house is finished, I don't know if this is appropriate to ask now, but when the front house is totally finished and totally signed off, can we go ahead and rent that while they're finishing the back two cottages?
You'll have to apply for the licenses.
Yeah.
Go through the inspection process. After you receive the licenses, that's when you can rent.
Okay.
Did she get licenses for this front building as well as the back building?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I guess that's the answer to your question.
Okay, thank you.
So it sounds like as soon as you have a license for the front building, then you're at liberty to rent it.
And that's downstairs, right?
Downstairs in permits and licensing.
And it sounds like you're saying you'll have it all done by next month anyway.
Hopefully.
I heard 30 days to 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's what Stan, the contractor, said. As soon as they redo the walls, then he's going to pull the drywaller back on the job. He's working.
So 6 weeks means both buildings are done then?
I'm sorry?
In 6 weeks, both buildings are done?
If not, you'll see me totally gray. Yes, I would say yes, unless something drastic happens. It's starting to come along now.
Well, it looks like a significant improvement. So I think all right, hearing 30 days to 6 weeks, what's in the city?
Well, based on that, Mr. LeCalger, it would seem reasonable to give to the, what is this? This is April, May, June cutoff.
Okay. That should give you plenty of time, right?
I hope so. We're overly anxious.
All right, June 8th would be I'm going to go
June
ahead.
Oh, that's the cutoff time. Okay.
June
8th? Yes, the meeting would be June 14th.
But you'll be done, so you won't.
I'm going to amend our last amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until June 8th to come into compliance or be to return to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Case number 2 is in compliance. Case number 3, Larry Brown and Abner Brown.
Good morning.
My name is Abner Brown. Yes, ma'am.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine. It seemed like last time we were here, I thought we were closer to being done. I thought the roof was the remaining issue.
The roof is done.
Pardon?
The roof is done.
The roof is done.
Yeah, I call Mr. Stevenson, Stinson, and nobody ever called me back, like, to come check the house, to come actually see it. The whole house is painted. I see that y'all got, like, the fifth morning or the sixth morning pictures. But it's a lot of stuff that's more done than that right now.
All right, is it your contention the house is done now?
Only thing I'll say that's from this list that I need to get done is the plumbing and electrician fixtures. And I'm going to get those stuff, them things on Friday, the sockets, because it's only sockets that need to be, it's like five sockets that's broken in the house. And then one toilet in the hallway bathroom is it's real shaky.
All right, well, I kind of disrupted our attorney's presentation here, so let me.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That was my fault, not yours. All right, let's get back to the city. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine. What say the city?
Mr. Kelcher, on this case, actually it was beneficial that Mr. Brown spoke, because the last that Mr. Stinson knew, nothing was done or nothing of regarding the items that were remaining from the previous meeting. So we were in a position prepared to ask for a substantial fine. I'm hearing a representation from Mr. Brown that he is substantially near compliance. I think the last time or sometime in the past, he said he wouldn't be renting. I don't know if that's the intent. So I guess that would take care of the need for the not needing the rental license. And so the BTR, the business tax receipt. So I'm looking. I guess we don't have Mr. Stinson today. I think he's in training. So based on that information, I would think that we should go on and rely on that and look to the next cutoff date. We are concerned because Mr. Stinson's report was not the report that I'm receiving right now. We don't have Mr. Stinson here to challenge what's being said by Mr. Brown, so we'll I guess we're left with nothing but to accept what Mr. Brown is reporting. But if indeed the status is that all he has is electrical fixture and plumbing fixtures, then that should be easily completed by next cutoff.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do I call Mr. Stinson whenever I have that done? Okay.
All right, so from what I understand, you have a few electrical things to take care of, a few plumbing things to take care of. Mm-hmm. Did I understand you to say you were hoping to have them done by this Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
A lot of work.
Let's go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow you until the next cutoff, which is May 4, 2016, to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And please keep in mind, it ain't over until Stenson's gone out there, called it for himself, and then hopefully put a notice of compliance into the file, then it's done.
Yes, sir.
And if there's anything remaining to be done, he'll talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
We ought to be able to wrap it up well before May 4th. Yes, sir.
And if Ms. Vickers, if I just can say to Mr. Brown that a single note that you made one call, we're not going to really be in agreement with that in the future because Mr. Stinson, as well as the supervisor, it doesn't have any knowledge of even the one phone call, so just kind of make a diligent effort to try and make some contact with them so that we can get this resolved.
I left a message. I can show you my call out right now. So
we'll take your word for
it. Yes, sir.
But you, if you have to pester Mr.
Just
Stinson to get him out
call him multiple
there,
times, yes.
Mr. Stinson to get him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Case number 4, Michael J. Ford. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Ms. Vickelja, this property is here for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mrs. Stinson reports that the respondent has made is making good progress. He still has the roof remaining. Mrs. Stinson is requesting that we amend to the next cutoff.
Are we giving him additional time to paint the building? Just being a wise guy. Okay, so we're looking at the next cutoff to come into compliance?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I will go ahead and amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until May 4, 2016 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 5, 700 Madison Avenue Land Trust.
Good
morning. Hey, good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Marcus McDonald.
Raise your right hand. Yes. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear what the city has to say.
Ms. Vickelja, this property, as well as number 6, which well, I'm sure we'll take them separate, they're two separate units, but at the same address, are before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that the structure, the unit is occupied. Permits were obtained in the end of February. But the property remains in noncompliance. This violation and this case has been going since September 14th, 2015. And the request of the inspectors that there be an imposition of a fine of $200 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Right. Can you tell me what work's been completed? I got a notice of violation. Says broken windows, missing torn screens, damaged interior surfaces, dilapidated roof, missing smoke detectors, interior doors, hot water, needs electrical wiring, electrical system hazard. Do you know if any of these things have been remedied?
Mr. Vakel, just for the notes I have right here, I don't know. I see that Mr. Garcia, the supervisor, is looking to see if he have any notes and information. But the notes I have from Mr. Stinson does not inform me of what items have been taken care of.
All right, let's go ahead and hear from the respondent. Mr. McDonald, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Unit 1. Can you tell me what work has been done today?
In Unit 1, I remember on the 8th of March, I believe that everything was done. I just took the property back. I do agree. It's been an ongoing thing. And I just took the property back at the end of January from the property management company. So as of January 26th, that's when...
Hang on a second. Let me digest that. You just got the property back from a property management company?
Yes, because I had them managing the property for me because I work in Orlando.
Okay.
And I was thinking that these issues were being fixed. When I found out they weren't, that's when I went to the property management company. It was like, we have to go separate ways because these have been ongoing issues that they've been telling me they've been fixing. But I've been in Orlando, so I haven't got a chance to come back and actually see the work actually being done. So that's when I told them on January 26th that, you know, the cases are still going on, so I'll take the property back. And that's when the letter that I have here of me, they're saying that, you know, we're going to go separate ways and I'm just going to do it myself. So that's when I started getting the business license, and this is like for the electrical work that I have been getting done in unit number 1. To my knowledge, the windows have been repaired. From the broken windows have been repaired. There's no torn and missed screens. The damaged interior surface, the dilapidated roof, that's all have been fixed. The damaged interior surfaces, I believe that was like the dilapidated roof in one of the pictures. But that has been replaced, and it looks nice now. They do have the interior doors. They didn't have closet doors, so we did put bifold doors on all the bedroom windows. And they do have hot water heater. They do have hot water. And electrical wiring, electrical system has been complete. And the contractor, the electrician, he does have states that, number one, electric stuff has been done. And y'all can have this if y'all would like.
Do you know the last time an inspector was out there?
I talked to John. We emailed back and forth. I know he was on vacation, but he was out of the office to like the end of last month. But he did come out there. So we have been in contact, but I don't know the exact date. Okay. But we have been in contact through email.
April 8th. It says here reinspection April 8th.
Okay. And was there any notes on anything he said after that or no? Okay.
Well, do we know what? All right. Well, let me ask you.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what remains to be done to come into compliance?
As far as everything on this list, everything is done. I know this is my first property, and you know I never dealt with code enforcement before, but to my knowledge, everything is done. Like as far as everything on this list right here, the tenants have hot water, the electric, I guess, system hazard. I really don't know what that is. Like, I don't, like, physically know what it is, but as far as what the electrician is saying, it's complete.
Let me see that electrician's invoice.
Okay.
Is it your belief this was all the electrical work to be done?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do we have any idea why Mr. Stinson is of the opinion that the current lack of compliance warrants a $200 a day fine?
Mr. Garcia, I don't know if you have any...
I'm looking up his case.
This is the, you need this to.
Okay, this is my copy too? Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay, are these units still on, are these units occupied or not?
Yes, sir. And then number one, I know she's moving at the end of this month. So me and Stinson, if we could get together, we could walk through the units. You know, like I said, she'll be out the end of this month. So if there's anything I need to fix in there, me and he could walk through it so I can actually visually see and be like, hey, Mr. Stinson, the markers need to fix this. Okay, I'll fix that because I visually know what he's talking about.
According to John Stenson's notes today, he's been asked to go out and do a reinspection, but has been unable to because the tenant hasn't been available. Every time the appointment is set up, he has been unable to conduct an inspection.
The tenant's been unavailable?
Yep. If the tenant doesn't allow us in, we can't see that any work's been performed.
All right. Going to amend our current order, our current amended order of non-compliance, to allow the respondent until May 4 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. It sounds like you are going to have to take the bull by the horns and
okay.
get Mr. Stenson and the tenant and yourself all there at the same place at the same time.
Okay.
And as I just mentioned to someone before you, you're probably just going to have to pester these people until it gets done.
Okay.
I'll take you at your word when you tell me everything's done, but it ain't done until Mr. Stenson's gone through it,
okay.
visually satisfied himself that it's done, and put a notice of compliance in this case right here. That's when it's actually done.
So, okay.
If you've got any loose ends to mop up, mop them up, and then I guess just stay after Mr. Stenson and the tenant
okay.
until you can get everyone in there to look at it.
Okay, that works.
I think the next one is U2.
Yes.
Number 6, 700 Madison Avenue Land Trust. The one we just talked about was Unit 1. Now we're talking about Unit 2. This 2 is here for the imposition of a fine. What say the city?
Mr. Kelcher, the report from Mr. Stinson is the same regarding Unit 2. So nothing really changes from the city's perspective for what I know.
Meaning he last tried to go out there April 8th, and the tenant wasn't there, so he couldn't get in there to conduct his inspection.
Right, and so based on the time period, primarily I think he was asking for a substantial fine.
Okay. All right, let's say the respondent. Let's talk about unit number 2 now. Let's stand on that.
Okay, unit number 2, the plumbing fixtures. There was a leak in one of the bathroom fixtures, so I replaced the whole fixture, and the plumbing system hazard, I just don't know what a plumbing system hazard is. So I believe, I can't say that that's fixed. But we do have the missing smoke detectors as in that. He said he replaced all the smoke detectors in unit number 2. In the infestation, I have Bugmaster. They come out once a month, and they also have rodent traps out there too. And the dilapidated roof, I didn't see anything that dilapidated in there. Okay. But the tenants in there, they have never complained. I went over there yesterday, well, before this, to make sure they had hot water, and the hot water was working good. And the business tax license, I mean, I don't know if this is what they're asking for, but I do have this tax license. So that's what I thought they were talking about when they said valid business tax receipt. But if there's something else, I could go get that.
It's being paid for.
Right, it's paid for March 2nd, 2016.
But
your house is not the actual
PDF. Yeah, the receipt is not what they do after they give you, after they come out the inspectors and they issue it. No.
Okay.
I don't think they've issued it. I think you paid for it in the process.
Okay.
Apply for it and pay for the
okay.
the process for the rental. It hasn't been inspected, so he hasn't been given a BTR yet or a rental license.
Okay. Interior surfaces, do you know what that means?
Interior surfaces. There was, maybe because there was mold on some of the inside of the closet door. I remember what a picture it had that right there. I'm thinking that's what he's talking about right there. And then that's been cleaned up.
Okay, you tell me you fixed the plumbing fixture. You're not
yes.
sure the plumbing system has it as you replace the smoke detectors.
Yes.
You address the infestation. You're not sure what the dilapidated roof means. It has hot water.
Yes.
Work without permits. I'm not sure what that means. You've got an electrician.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know if the work without permits is electrical work or not. Renting without a valid business tax receipt. Sounds like you've got that in the works, too.
Yes.
So it sounds as though, once again, you and Mr. Stenson need to
get
arrive
together
at the same place at the same time.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent. Is it your contention you're complete now?
Yes.
Until
yes.
May 4, 2016 to come into compliance, it will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, again, you need
okay.
to be tested. Do you have a tenant in this unit as well?
Yes, I do.
Is this tenant as difficult as the one in number one?
No, they're not. Nowhere near.
Okay, well, then once again, you need to pester Mr. Stenson. And
okay.
I'm not saying or suggesting anything, but if you get dragged in here again and you have made what you consider to be a good faith effort to get these inspections coordinated, I hope you're keeping some sort of a record of your efforts along the way. That'll
okay.
Just to kind of make sure that nothing goes haywire.
Okay.
All
okay.
right. Again, get in touch with Mr. Stenson.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, Roy D. Helton.
Roy D. Helton.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine, so let's hear from the city.
Mr. Kelger, this property, as you indicated, is here for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that the property remains in noncompliance with the violations, and he is requesting that a $200 per day fine be imposed to a maximum of $10,000. Mr. Garcia is present, and I attend to Mr. Garcia for any factual testimony.
Okay. Mr. Garcia, what's the status of compliance?
As of yesterday, it was still in noncompliance. I went by yesterday and found it with some progress, but not completed. I was still waiting for a call from the owner to let me know when to reinspect. But like I said, yesterday was non. A day before I was there, I spoke to him on the property. Like I said, he had some progress, but there were still some items out there that needed outside storage that needed to be removed.
Okay, so we have removed
10%. He's removed
10% of the junk, 50% of the junk, 90% of the junk.
I'd say about 50, 60%.
Okay. All right. And the kinds I've seen a bunch of pictures here. The kinds of things that are still out there that need to be removed are. I'm not holding you to it. Just give me some ideas.
When I was out there yesterday, we had some vehicles that that truck right there has been removed. The motorcycles, I have not seen the registration or tags of them to prove that they were registered, re-registered, and that they were operable. There's another motorcycle on the side of the house where the gate is. Okay, I didn't know he removed it, but it was there yesterday. The fence that's not attached, that was there yesterday. So it looks like we need another reinspection. Like I was saying, I was waiting for a call. I never got it. So we could amend, get to see if he's in compliance. If he is, then we can close it out. If not, then automatic fine.
And the amount of the fine the city is seeking is?
$250
a day?
Yes.
Pardon?
Mr. Kelter, we're looking back to July of 2015.
Correct.
All right. Let's talk to Mr. Helton. Mr. Helton, when are we going to get the rest of the stuff out of
here? If I wasn't here, I'd be doing it right now. I might have 10 minutes worth of stuff to move. That's it. I got that whole side of that house, the door right there. About from here to there, from that door, is all I got to do. Some wood I'm throwing out.
Are all the vehicles now licensed?
They've all been licensed.
Okay.
The motorcycles are licensed. He even walked around there and looked and everything. And he asked me if my work vehicle, he knows I drive every day. Is that licensed?
All right. Well, you know what? This is all very fixable. So let's just focus on getting it fixed. The city here wants a god-awful fine, and it would be a pity to fine you 250 days for a bunch of junk laying around. And at the same time, I don't want you getting yourself all bent out of shape and deciding this is where we're going to, you know, decide to do battle with the city. We can do it. We can find other areas to fight in that aren't going to be as expensive and perhaps a little more cost-effective for you. Well, so that having been said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you, so how much time would you say it would take for you to finish off whatever's left to be removed?
It'd be done today.
All right, well, then I'll tell you what. What is today's date?
April 12th.
April 12th. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 weeks. That's April 26th. To have everything else removed, if you don't, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will automatically go into effect. So it's all on you from here on out.
Well,
Hang on a second. Let me finish what I'm saying. You tell me it's only going to take 10 minutes. That's fine. You know, I'm just giving you the benefit of the doubt, and I'm giving you ample time to remove whatever's left to remove. And then all you got, and then please be sure to call Mr. Garcia or to call the city and ask for another inspection. They go out there, they see everything's gone, or they see a registration for whatever vehicles are lawfully parked there. A notice of compliance goes into the file, and that's the end of it. They go out there, and there's still junk around. None of that happens. And in 2 weeks, a fine in the amount of $100 per day automatically kicks in, and then you're never going to hear about it until someday you or maybe your kids are going to try to sell that house, and you're going to find out some god-awful fine has been accumulating over the years. So the point of this is let's just get it done, contact the inspector, get the city in and out of your life, and move on.
Well, he come by yesterday, didn't even stop, waved, and that was it.
All right. Well, next time, well, give him a call when you're satisfied everything's done, and then he'll come out, and then hopefully we'll put this to rest. All right? Now, if we're going to turn this into a family feud of some sort, you're running the risk of incurring a fine that you're probably going to regret later on, because things are going to happen automatically that you may not be able to stop. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you, sir. Case number 9, Valerie Potter Albert. Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
Mr. Vecchiolici, this property is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector reports he's had no contact from the owner. The property appears to be abandoned. The inspector's requesting $200 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000.
Okay, failure to maintain exterior. What does that mean?
And I'll tender the inspector, Tom Clegg, and I'll tender him to respond to your questions.
Officer Clegg, my credentials are on file. This case is at 299 Morningside. What the exterior damage was is that not only the soffit, but the roof, but there was exterior window areas that were broken out. The city had to come in. There were squatters in there. They had to board it up. And as you can see, it's completely boarded, but the lady was apparently had it as a gift, as a house. She didn't want it anymore, so she just left it for her squatters. So.
Where is this house on the corner of Morningside and
Grandview?
Grandview?
Yeah, Orleander, I'm sorry. Yep.
Is this the one that has all the vegetation?
Yes, and the city is in working to remove it, yes.
And it appears to be abandoned?
It is abandoned. She lives on Port Orange, and the neighbors told me that she just had the house. Someone gave it to her as a gift, and she just left it for 2 years to sit in a vacant.
And the amount of the fine that the city's looking for is what now?
$200 per day.
And you've been dealing with this since September?
Yes, sir.
And gotten no response?
No response from the inspector.
I'll find the respondent and send it $200 per day. Commencing. April 7, 2016, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is brought into compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. And I need to clarify that in the future. That means the fine is going to continue to accrue at that amount until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached $15,000. I think the way I say it, it almost makes it sound like they can just bring it into compliance and the fine goes away. In any event.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, failure to main exterior. I want to talk about that at the end of our meeting. Under miscellaneous business. New cases, Eddie and Joyce Ann Anderson. Anyone here for the respondent? Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Ed Anderson.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Right, yes.
Mr. Anderson, do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Hang on one second. Mr. City Attorney, how much time does the city believe it should take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Ms. Fickelter, the inspector reports that this is complaint-driven and is requesting that it be in compliance by next cutoff.
All right, Mr. Anderson, the city is suggesting that you ought to be able to take care of all of this outside storage, parking in the yard, and dilapidated fence by May 4th, 2016. What say you to that?
I have it completed already.
You think you've got it done already?
I got it already. Yeah, I bought pictures.
So then if I give you till May 4 anyway, then we got no excuse for not coming into compliance.
You have no excuse. Ask out today. It's our finish.
All right. Well, we'll give you a little bit of time anyway.
Yeah, finish.
All right. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2016 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. Contact your inspector.
I will.
Make sure he comes out there so you can eyeball everything you've done. And if he's satisfied, he puts a notice of compliance in here, and then that's the end of it.
Okay.
You've got to make sure you contact that inspector.
I already called him, but he will. I didn't know, so.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 11, Etta J. Anderson. Anyone here for the respondent?
Never mind, it's okay. Okay, thank you.
Can you state your name, please, for the record?
Etta Jeanette Anderson.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Ms. Anderson, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, I find the respondent in noncompliance. All right, let me digress for a moment. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should it take for Ms. Anderson to remedy this parking in the yard, outside storage, junk vehicles, and dilapidated fences?
Ms. Fickelter, the inspector reports that the property is now in compliance and just wanted a finding of noncompliance for any future violations.
All right. Based on the report of the city's inspector, I find that you are now in compliance. But I must forewarn you that that means that in the event of any future violations, you could be brought back here for what's considered to be a will fine, meaning You could be held, you could be fined if the property ever goes back to the old shape, or, you know, you have more parking in the yard, outside storage, junk vehicles, or dilapidated fencing. So apparently there's nothing more to be done. This particular matter is resolved, but if you would, just keep that in mind in the future.
About parking in the backyard.
Oh, yes, sir. We wanted to know about, we're not allowed to park a vehicle in the backyard.
These are the gentlemen you'll have to ask about that.
Yeah, the inspector said he'll speak with you, the inspector supervisor, Mr. Garcia.
They're going to talk to you about all the do's and don'ts.
So as soon as you finish up, he'll...
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I didn't need to show my pictures. Oh, thank you.
We have this before you drop it. It.
I know. Who do I speak
now
to?
Now or after. We've got some more cases.
Case number 12, Leslie Janet Strong Morris, Mary Alexia Risch, Diane Denise Strong McDonald, Sharon Darlene Hyder. Anyone here for the respondent? Anyway, not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Mr. Kelcher, the inspector reports that he's had no contact from any of the listed respondents. The property remains in non-compliance, and he's requesting next cutoff for the property to come into compliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg, and I tend to Mr. Klieg for any factual information.
Additional facts. Officer Klieg, my credentials are on file. This is at 201 Woodland, corner of Woodland and Halifax. Apparently, this house has been in the situation like the not only the soffit damage you can see, but there was a tarp to the left. And apparently they started working on, these people are out of St. Louis, and they started working on it about a year ago and just left it abandoned. And of course, now a tree fell down, which is another violation, but had no contact with the people, and the neighbor said they haven't seen the people in about 6 months to a year. So,
what's the relief the city seeks?
At this point, Mr. Vakelger, it's the first time before you, so we're asking for it to be in compliance by next cutoff.
All right, noting the absence of the respondent, based on the report of our city inspector and the presentation by our city attorney, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and will order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2016 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 13, J&J Bryan, Florida, Incorporated. 1901 North Atlanta. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Mr. Vakelger, the inspector for this case is Tom Klieg. This is before you for finding of compliance or non-compliance. Mr. Klieg reports that the property is in non-compliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to come into compliance, and I tend to Mr. Klieg for any additional factual information.
Officer Clegg, my credentials are on file. This case is at 1901 North Atlantic. They applied for a permit. I talked to the owner of the property on 4-8 of 16. It's under review. The overhang part, what we have an issue with is the people to the west have erosion issues because of that overhang right there. And according to the building department, they might have an issue of actually giving a permit to them because of that circumstance of the erosion. So right now it's under review. They said within the next 2 to 3 weeks they should have either applied or denied status on it. And they did all the work without a permit. The contractor, the owner of the property, thought the contractor pulled the permit, but he never did. So.
Okay, so what's the relief we're looking for?
At this time, Mr. Vakelger, this is before you for the first time, so it's a request is that it be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
So someone could have done all that work without a permit?
Yep.
Look into what my neighbor did to my house. Because I can't imagine anyone would have given him a permit to build that waterfall that falls onto my kitchen window now. Wow. But in any event, I digress. All right. Given the absence of the respondent, based upon our inspector's report and the presentation by the city's attorney, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right. Do we have any other matters to be brought up on the agenda before we go to miscellaneous business?
Okay. No, sir.
Not hearing any miscellaneous business. All right. Now, 299 Morningside, failure to maintain exterior. And that falls right into one of my pet peeves. Because there are a couple houses on A1A north of Seaview, and I guess they're between Seaview and Hartford. One of them is completely abandoned, Spanish-style house. It seems to have nothing but fencing around it, and I've never understood why it's allowed to just sit there and rot to the ground. And that's kind of a common theme with regard to a couple other properties. So I guess my question is, are property owners allowed to just, like, wall off their properties or fence off their properties and not maintain them?
I'm sure the answer is no. Look to the inspector. That is his area, so he may have some insight on how he generally handles the concern you're raising.
I guess the reason I ask is one of my snob friends from Ormond Beach says to me, why doesn't your A1A look like our A1A? And I sit there, and after I throw a few expletives at him, I sit there and scratch my head and try to figure out what the answer to that question is. And then I drive by that particular area that I drive by often, and I just rationalize, well, that guy put some sort of a fence around his property, so I don't know, maybe it's like secured and he doesn't have to do anything more.
The best he can get from having a fence is possibly us not seeing or observing and knowing that a violation is there.
House and the little chain link fence does nothing about.
As you saw in the case that brought this to mind, we have an article in the Land Development Code in Article 6, Section 6.19, which are residential property maintenance standards, and it lays out appearance standards for the site as well as structural appearance standards for the structure. So those apply whether you have a fence or not, and our inspectors historically have cited those, and for whatever reason that may have been missed oversight, I'm sure he'll respond to any complaint about a property.
I'm finding myself drawn into more and more litigation dealing with A1A, beach, driving on the beach, not driving on the beach, but in any event, and as I'm finding myself dragged into that arena, I'm looking around at some of these properties and wondering, in short, border, how are they allowed to sit there and rot as I deal with developers who want to create more pockets of development, leaving areas in between to presumably just rot some more. And I guess, and one of the arguments I make is, why in the world should we allow this to happen a mile away and close off everything in between when we've already got places that are designated for this use that aren't being, not being developed, not even being maintained. And so I guess that was my question.
Yeah, I don't have an answer. I know that the code enforcement with the resources that they have are running up and down, the area trying to make sure they cover as much of that as they can cover. Very possibly because we were so developed prior to, and unfortunately, I'm sure they reach back to this often. But prior to the 04 and 05 storms that caused so much damage over on that side, it was so developed.
What's the address you're talking about? We're going to bring it up.
I can't think of the name. I can't think of it. It's literally the third house north of Seaview. The Seaview approach. Somebody on the first house north had just remodeled, done a beautiful job with their house. The next house has always been a nice house. The next one, used to be a magnificent Spanish-style house. And we fined the owner years ago $15,000 for sunflowers.
Oh.
That may sound bizarre, but that's how horrible it looked.
That's the house we're talking
about. How many years ago that was. But that's just in this little pocket right
here. Oh, okay, yeah.
And, you know, again, I find myself in this debate about sprawl versus just taking care of what you have already. Anyway, I was just curious. And I guess one of the reasons why it piques my curiosity is if I were to think for a moment some developer's just squatting on it and letting it rot while he waits for some big payday, then I would, I guess, personally be knocking on the mayor's door, asking somebody to do something about it. But I was just curious, because this 299 Morningside property, I thought, wow, failure to maintain exterior. I go, well, hold it. I got a much better public example of that than 299 Morningside. But anyway, so I was curious. So I guess there is no...
Yeah, and I would think, and I don't know the circumstance with, you know, just speaking in general, but I know so much of what code is left to do right now is still much of it is complaint generated because of the manpower. And so why they hit this one and don't hit that one may have a little bit more to do with where someone, you know, pointed it out as opposed to just
the oversight. I'm not criticizing the inspectors or how they end up inspecting the properties they inspect. I'm criticizing the powers that be that start making big, grandiose changes without focusing attention on the little things that could be done before it comes to having to make big, grandiose changes.
I understand.
So this, I don't want to sound like a snob. My gripes are at a different level altogether.
I understand. Thank you.
Anyway, I was just curious. I got my answer. All right. Anything else to be brought before the special magistrate?